It is a remarkable story. It's a remarkable turnaround. And the coach, the man who's orchestrated all this behind the scenes, has been good enough to join us on 3AW Sunday Afternoon Football. Chris Fagan, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Huff. How are you?
I'm going very well. I can imagine you're going pretty well too, Fags, after yesterday's performance from your players.
Yeah, the old fine line between pleasure and pain, 1 point. yeah, we all know what that's like. But it was just a fantastic game for our club in that we just Geelong had the edge all day, but we just found a way in the end to get a little bit of momentum and get over the line. It was a really tough, hard game of footy. The boys are pretty sore afterwards, and it was a great experience for them. So win, lose, or draw, it would have been good for us. But to get up and win, you get lots of belief from that, I guess.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. I was thinking 2.5 minutes to go. They panned to you on the bench at one stage, and I thought, I wonder what he's thinking. You were trailing at that stage. Link McCarthy hadn't sat on the head of his opponent and kicked the goal yet. So you're down by 4 points. And I wondered what was going through your mind about what you might say had it gone the other way, Fags. Would have it affected the way you addressed the players post-game? Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so, because we sort of said before the game, whatever happens, we'll learn plenty about ourselves today. So it would have been a discussion about what we learned, which is what we talk about afterwards, and we'll talk a little bit more about that on Monday, because it was very much a play to the finals like pace and tempo and intensity. So lots of good things to talk Chris, about, I think.
Chris, there's no excuse me rhyme or reason how you go into a final series, but to come off that win and then to have to travel to the MCG to play Richmond next week, depending on, well, whatever happens here, it's not really an issue. But I think they couldn't get a better build-up to what going into a final series.
Yeah, I agree with that, Tony. It's better than playing teams that aren't going to challenge you and find, holes in your system. So it's good to get that opportunity. And there'll be, I'm pretty sure there'll be a big crowd at the MCG next week, and we don't get to play there very often, so it's ideal in round 23 that we do get a chance, just in case we get another opportunity later on during the final series. So we're very much looking forward to it. We've had 3 weeks at home, so I've got a bit of energy built up, and it'd be great to come down and have a game against the Tigers.
You've been through it with the Hawks a lot. How are you, in embrace the moment, or let's pull back a bit and keep it in, and try and be level-headed about it? I'm an embrace person, having played in a lot of finals with Collingwood, and to me, I just thought to soak it in is the greatest way of making these players realise that it's not totally different to a normal game until probably the first 5 minutes, and then it is a normal game.
Yeah, I think so. We've talked about embracing. I mean, we weren't talking about finals at all, but as we now realise we're going to play there, we sort of know that what we're trying to do at the moment is to continue to improve so that we can play well in finals. So it's embrace it and be excited about it, but also keep trying to improve and just stick with your processes, because all the things you practice during the year, that's what you do them for, isn't it? So you can execute them well under the pressure of finals. So we've sort of been pretty clear on that with the boys, and they've embraced that idea.
Chris, this turnaround of the Brisbane Lions has been remarkable. From where the club was several years ago, it was on its knees. You had the players leaving. You did win the 5 games last year. Those in the know who followed the Lions were telling me that you were going to come this year, but I didn't think, or not many of us thought, this far. At what point in the pre-season or even the season yourself this year did you have a moment of realisation that you were going to go deep?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think, my 2 previous years with coaching the boys, we won 5 games both years. And the first year to win 5 games, I thought we were lucky. And last year's 5 wins were unlucky. I thought we could have easily won 8 to 10 games. So probably it looks like a huge improvement this year, but there were lots of signs last year that we're going to be an okay team. It's hard to say when we fully embrace it, because if you're a team that's perennially played finals, that's what you expect to do. For us, it's sort of been a bit of an adventure, really. And we probably weren't prepared to say it and embrace it until we'd won the 13 games, because that's usually what you need to get there, although it's probably not going to take that this year. But that was our mindset, so we sort of set that as the target. And then once we reached that, we've sort of talked about everything we do now being a preparation for some finals games. So that's sort of how it's rolled out.
one person who's involved at your footy club who's, well, he's the greatest player ever and maybe one of the greatest coaches, Lee Matthews, on your board. What relationship do you have with him? Does he have an influence? Do you talk to him at all? Does he talk to the players, or is it more just between you and him?
Yeah, no. Well, fortunately, I live near Lee, and he and his wife, Deb, and Ursula, my wife, and sometimes Greg's one and his wife, we catch up for dinner every Tuesday night. That's the official selection meeting for the week, not really. But it's great to talk to Lee. He knows a lot about footy. He's experienced a lot of things, and I was really excited yesterday. I don't very often see him down in the rooms afterwards, but he was yesterday, and he was really excited about the way the team played. So, he's been a very good friend and mentor for me in the time that I've been in Brisbane. I couldn't speak highly enough of him.
Fags, I just want to ask you, any time a small forward kicks 5-3, I think they have an impact on the game. Chris Scott doesn't believe that Charlie Cameron had an impact yesterday. When you kick 33 points out of a winning score, even though it's 1 point, I think it is a fair impact, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. 5 goals is the new 10 in AFL footy, I would have thought.
What did you make of that, though? You know, was it just tongue-in-cheek stuff, do you think, from Chris?
Oh, I don't know why he said that. Somebody else told me that, and I was a little bit surprised. I'd be tearing my hair out about some little forward doing that to us. So... I'm not sure, mate. You'd have to ask him, but I did have a chuckle when he said that, because that wouldn't have been my response if I had been asked the same question.
The performance itself from the players, I mean, you spoke before about being able to keep on keeping on and surviving the four quarters and the battle to the final siren. Was there an element of your game that you really wanted to see stand up yesterday, Fags, that did?
Probably the contested ball side of it and our team defence. We get talked about a lot for our offense, but the thing that's improved the most in the last 3 years is our ability to defend and have low scores kicked against us. So probably first 5 games of the year, we conceded a little bit too much, but from round 6 to now, we've got that down to the low 70s, and I think that sort of sits us around second or third best defense in the last 16, 17 rounds. So always against the good teams that can score, you want to test yourself out on that. And as it turned out yesterday, I was 75-74. It's probably a fairly low scoring game, but both teams are working overboard to defend well, and both teams are working as hard as they could to score. So and then the contestable stuff, it's been a weakness of the Lions for a long time now. It's been something we've been trying to improve, and with the acquisition of guys like Lachie Neal and Jared Lyons and the development of McCluggage and Berry and those sorts of boys, we've started to get better at that, which you've got to be. You just got to be good at that to play well in finals.
Is that defensive aspect why you made a beeline for Harris Andrews post-game and almost after? I thought you might have to start buying him roses and a chocolate just to... Because there was a fairly intimate embrace there, folks. Was that part of that?
That was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
That was great. Oh, it
was fantastic.
I apologise to the boys after the game. They just laughed at me. But just Harris is a... Now, Harris has played all his footy at the Brisbane Lions, and his first 4 years have been pretty tough. So, to see those boys in particular that have been around the club for a while to sort of feel what it's like to play in big games and do well in them is just a great moment, because you know how far they've come to get where they've got.
So next week is clearly a pretty important game. Richmond playing today here at the MCG. Do you get your eyes on this today at the G?
Yeah, I'm actually just... sitting in a car at the moment, going to the MCG to have a look at the game. So, good opportunity, and I can then just go down to the Marvel Stadium afterwards and watch the big Rush Plays last game as well. So, looking forward to doing that.
Well, it's a big day of footy for you after a massive day yesterday. Richmond here at the G next Sunday is going to be a great challenge. We cannot wait to see what happens. Chris, we appreciate your time and good luck in the build-up to a big game on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for your interest, boys. Cheers.
Well done, thanks,
Chris. Not a problem. Chris Fagan, Brisbane Lions. Coach 9 in a row, boys.
Incredible.
Top of the ladder.
Coach of the year by a mile. But they're not going to name him that, though, if he doesn't win a premiership. How's it work these days? We talked about it yesterday.
That's not how it works.
Well, Clarkson's never been coach of the year.
I don't know. Well, or do you have to finish on top of the ladder?
No,
Clarko's never been coach of the year.
That's why it's just a joke of an award.
It's peer voter, though. The other
coach
vote,
of the century.